From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. President Obama held an unexpected news conference this afternoon to defend the tax cut deal he made with Republican leaders yesterday. Democrats of all stripes are angry about extending the Bush tax cuts to Americans earning more than $250,000. But Mr. Obama said he had little choice since Republicans were effectively holding middle-class tax cuts hostage.
I think it's tempting not to negotiate with hostage takers. Unless the hostage gets harmed. Then people will question the wisdom of that strategy. In this case, the hostage was the American people, and I was not willing to see them get harmed.
NPR's Scott Horsley was at the president's news conference, and he joins us now. And Scott, as some of the strongest criticism of this deal has come from members of the president's own party, what are congressional Democrats now saying?
Well, that's right, Guy. The House Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a statement today complaining that a lot of this package helps only the wealthiest Americans. The Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid suggested that this is not a done deal by any means, that there's still room for tinkering. So the administration has a lot of work to do to keep members of the president's own party on board with this deal.
And what is the president saying in defense of the deal?
Well, first of all, he's offering sort of a reality check. He's telling Democrats, look, the choice he faced was not their preference of tax cuts for the middle class versus the tax cuts for all the Republicans wanted. It was the Republicans had made it clear if the rich didn't get their tax cuts, no one would. That would have been unacceptable, he said. He also says this is not just a one-sided deal, that there's things in here that the Democrats wanted, like the extension in unemployment benefits and an extension of tax cuts with Obama's own name in front of them rather than former President Bush's.
Scott, what about economists? I mean, are they weighing in on this?
They are. Some of the economists I've talked to today agree with the president that it would have been very bad in these still tough economic times to let all of the tax cuts expire, and that was the risk. That would have taken something like $250 billion a year out of the economy. They also say that some pieces of this plan, like the payroll tax cut and especially those unemployment benefits, will provide some important support. That said, if you're going to spend this much money, add this much to the federal debt over the next couple of years, there are certainly other things the government could have done that would generate more jobs. So in economic terms, it's not an ideal bargain, but that, of course, is sort of the nature of political trade-offs.
Now, Scott, some Democrats are warning that by giving ground here, the president effectively is setting himself up for, you know, a beating after the Republican Congress takes over in January. How did he respond to questions about that?
Well, the president was unusually animated here. He is clearly tired of being attacked from the left as too willing to compromise with the GOP. This is an accusation we've been hearing against the president throughout his term, whether it's his surrender on the public option in the health care debate or some of the compromises that were made in the discussion of the financial reform. The president took a strong stand and said, look, this country was founded on compromise.
This is a big, diverse country. Not everybody agrees with us. I know that shocks people. You know, the New York Times editorial page does not permeate across all of America. Neither does the Wall Street Journal editorial page. Most Americans, they're just trying to figure out how to go about their lives and how can we make sure that our elected officials are looking out for us.
So the president's trying to position himself as sort of above politics, looking out for the American people.
Scott, thanks.
Good to be with you.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley at the White House.